KCH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It is the second to last day of the 2024 Summer Olympics, and right now the U.S. women's soccer team battling Brazil for the gold medal. Later on, it's the men's basketball team meeting France for gold. Los Angeles will be on deck, set to host the 2028 Summer Games, and in Paris, the mayor of L.A., Karen Bass, said her city will stage a car-free Olympics.
It just means that if you want to go to one of the games, you have to get on public transportation.
Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning today in Nevada, continuing her swing state tour with her running mate Tim Walz. A New York Times Siena poll shows Harris leading former President Trump in the swing states Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. The Hamas-controlled government in Gaza says at least 85 people were killed when the Israeli military struck a school where families were sheltering. And Susan Wojcicki died, a tech executive who was the CEO of YouTube for 9 years. This is ABC News. As school resumes for much of the country, so does the debate over cell phones in class. More schools are banning them during school hours.
At two high schools in Concord, California, the school year is beginning with a big new rule: no cell phones. Students have to put their phones in sealed pouches each morning and can't get them back until the end of the day. Nikki Klasinski isn't totally on board.
We can't unlock it at all. We can't have it during lunch.
Studies show when cell phones are banned in classes, test scores go up and bullying and anxiety go down, but some parents argue they want to be able to reach their child during an emergency. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The National Park Service says the Double Arch collapsed on Thursday. That's a large geological feature in Glen Canyon National Recreation Area in southern Utah. There were no reported injuries. Rangers suspect changing water levels and erosion from waves in Lake Powell caused the collapse. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right, we can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
the
it's only glass.
Only...
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media radio network.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Kamala Harris's rapid rise is raising new questions about how future presidential campaigns might be run. Mike Mohn reports.
Analysts say Harris was able to quickly garner party support after President Joe Biden opted not to accept the Democratic nomination. Hamline University political scientist David Schultz says in the past half century, these campaigns have typically unfolded after the midterms, but he wonders if a new mindset will take over.
And if she were to win, this changes the strategy where people might say, well, gosh, I don't have to declare 2 years in advance and go through all those battles.
Schultz says another domino that would need to fall is getting the states aligned with their presidential primaries and having most of them held in late spring and early summer. In its polling from 2016, 2020, and this year, the Pew Research Center says a majority of respondents felt election coverage fatigue in the latter stages of the presidential race. Schultz suggests shorter presidential campaigns could also open the door to renewed interest in the party conventions.
We have forgotten about the fact that for so much of American history, we didn't know the presidential nominee until the convention.
And while shorter campaign cycles might resonate with voters, some experts say it will be hard to overhaul the marathon approach to seeking the White House because of the money needed to carry out a successful bid. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs around 66, northwest winds up to 20. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s. Mid-70s and sunshine for Sunday. A little warmer on Monday, back to the upper 70s, and we'll be near 80 on Tuesday.
It's 60 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll reminisce about how we'll always have Paris as the Summer Olympics draw to a close, plus news headlines from over the weekend.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Danielle Fairman solo hosting the show today because wonderful Joel Clayfish is in Austria, of all places, Austria. He is somewhere new every single month, and I am absolutely jealous because I'm stuck here in the wonderful state of Wisconsin going kayak and bass fishing and hiking in the woods, doing everything fantastic. But he's over in Austria, of all places.
But sounds so terrible for you, Danielle.
Right, Jess?
So terrible. Hiking, kayaking?
I mean, oh man, goodness. Shucks.
Torturous.
But this,
at least you're on the outdoors.
Exactly, right? And that wonderful voice is my special guest, Connie Markham with Swift Waters, but I know her as the Woman Zone founder. I'm trying to figure out a cool name for you, but we need to have I'm bringing you on right away, Connie. 17 days and 12 hours away is what, Connie?
From it is the Waterfall Hunters Expo and the inaugural Woman Zone this year. We have created a zone for women, by women, but all are welcome. So super excited to have everybody join us at the Waterfall Hunters Expo, August 24th in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Oshkosh, bagosh. That's absolutely wonderful. But that is a little teaser to go into the next segment, because right now I'm going to talk about our weekly WISCO, or my weekly WISCO, which is bass fishing. I have been hooked on bass fishing lately, and it was my goal this year to at least get a 4-pounder. I have yet to accomplish that, unfortunately, but you know, there's still time. But I have been going on Facebook trying to find kayak bass fishing clubs because I am not rich enough to buy a boat yet. And still using that co-angler spot, but I need to use the information and the teaching that they give me out on my own to see if I can really retain that information and catch a big bass out there, in which I have joined Midwest Kayak Bass Club, and I am absolutely excited, but I found them on their last day of the tournament, so I can't join anything, but I did find them, so that's a plus. Better late than never, I guess. That's a really good theme for my life. Better late than never.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So one thing that I found with Facebook and social media is that you can find anything on there. And I have found on the DNR Facebook page the wonderful water trails in Wisconsin. And I have found an absolute overload of information. And it is stressful because we have more than 15,000 lakes here in Wisconsin, 43,000 miles of rivers, and 800 miles of Great Lakes shoreline.
That's darn impressive.
Like, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot to go fishing on. And I don't even know if it's even accomplishable to do all of that. But obviously, there's no shortage of paddling opportunities out there. Have you gone out kayaking? Do you have a kayak, Connie?
We do not have a kayak.
No.
We have a canoe.
Did you say a canoe?
A canoe. So it's a flat, it's the shape of a canoe, but it's a flat back. We actually have a 5-horse long tail on the back because Sean is not about paddling. He needs a motor behind.
I mean, that's not a bad thing either.
No.
That's a new term for me.
But we do like the backwaters.
Yeah.
You know, and we enjoy fishing. So backwaters, fishing. We have a place over on the Mississippi River, and we spend most of our summers and falls over there enjoying that natural resource.
Well, that's wonderful. Jess, do you have a kayak or a canoe or canoe?
No, I don't. Last time I went canoeing was, a decade ago.
No, really?
Yeah. I got to get out there.
You need to get out there. You're missing all the wonderful opportunities.
I know.
And if you're not like, if you're more like the cityscape type thing, you can go right down the river in Milwaukee and go kayaking there from bar to bar or from restaurant to restaurant.
I used to go to a summer camp. And
there's
a lot
of places to go.
And paddle boating and all that good stuff.
Man.
And sailboats. And I miss it.
Oh, you need to go get back out there. But if you're looking for a place to go, definitely look on the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, dnr.wisconsin.gov. And they have more information than you can handle, that I can handle. But it's an absolutely good resource. There's always, the outdoors is completely open to everybody. So just get out there, do your thing, get that awkward weird tan line like I do because I work outdoors and then I go kayaking in a t-shirt.
Do you get it around your tattoos? I get it around my tattoos because I'm really strict about sunscreening them.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh.
Not at all.
I end up with weird tattoos around them. Yeah.
Well, yeah, probably you're just baking. Yep. No, I don't. My tattoos are old. I need to get some new ones, but no, I definitely don't. I
love some fresh ink.
Yeah, absolutely. But this week, I am very excited about that weekly Wisco. I have a new Old Town canoe, but it's a paddle one. So I don't actually have to use my arms and get the water all over. It's a paddle one. And that thing, it creates wake. I'm going to tell you that. It creates some wake
all
if you go
right.
fast enough. It is nice. And it's a nice little booty workout, too.
Ooh, multi-purpose. Love it.
I know.
That's a woman for you.
Uh-huh. What else can I use this for? Oh, yeah. Good little booty workout.
And how then many things can I accomplish at once? All of them? Yes.
And then wonderful Bandit comes down there, too. It's super sturdy. I found it at Sherper's with Rob Sherper. He gave me everything I need to know about this kayak, and I'm so beyond happy with it. I get so many compliments on my kayak, my Old Town 180 paddle kayak. Absolutely fantastic. And it holds 4 fishing poles and my dog, so I am good to go in snack.
You got everything you need.
I know. It's very exciting.
All set.
So Connie,
yes,
I would love to know more about you before we go into the next segment, because the next segment I'm very excited about, which is your swift waters. But right now I want to know more about you, Connie. How did you get into the outdoors? What's your main focus right now besides the Waterfall Expo, minus the Waterfall Expo? What is your main focus and how did you get into the outdoors?
I grew up in a hunting fishing family, Southeast Wisconsin, Muquanago. My mom and dad, we fished and we hunted. We didn't duck hunt. Small game, squirrel, rabbits, coon hunted every weekend with my dad.
Coon hunted?
And just truly enjoyed the outdoors. Pardon me?
So you went coon hunting? I have never done that yet.
And we went coon hunting. Yep. Oh, that's something you got to try. We grew up, my dad liked blue tick, so we had half a dozen dogs at any time. And we would go out and it's an evening hunt. You tag along with my dad and his buddies and the dogs would tree them and it would be a good evening.
That sounds fantastic.
So it's usually, it's a lot of fun. My dad would go all over the country and they would have sanctioned hunts. And then we belonged to the Jefferson Coon Club, which is still active today. And my sister and I, we would show dogs, put them up on a bench and make them look cool.
Aww.
You know, and then in the evening, then the guys would go out and do hunts and we would spend the weekend in a camper in the campground there.
Oh, that's perfect. Though.
And then from there, as I grew older, I just enjoyed the outdoors, anything in the outdoors, active, nature. My best part of probably the outdoors is just waking up and watching the morning come alive.
I absolutely.
You know, and experiencing it with new people.
Every single person I talk to has said that if they're in the outdoors, waking up. And I just talked about this last week, waking up with the outdoors. It's the best thing ever.
I like being out there when it goes to sleep.
Yes.
It goes to sleep?
Yeah. I'm not really a morning person myself.
Oh, yeah.
So I do hikes in like the twilight.
Yep.
And I'll go out like mid-afternoon and then
really
wait
cool.
for everything to just go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Yep.
It's very peaceful.
It is, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
And that's that's the best time to go hunting as well, just in case you wanted to know.
Oh, good to know. I'm curious about raccoon hunting. What do you do with a raccoon?
And I do. It's like one of my other favorite parts is in the middle of the night, get up and walk outside and just watch the sky, the stars. You know, just shooting stars or whatever is moving around there. There's millions of stars. And I think about the people in the city that don't get to experience that. And
I know.
It's a true gem for me.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely one of the rare beauties out there is going out in the middle of the night and looking at the stars. Do you know about that app? Star, what is it called? The Star app where you can look at
Stargaze.
There it is. Yes. Stargaze app where you can see the constellations.
Is that the one where you pick up your phone and you like,
yes,
go around your head and it tells you what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Yes.
So Jess had a really great question. What do you do with the raccoons after you're finished with them?
We would skin them out, take the hide off. My dad would sell the hides, and then we actually sold the carcass.
Oh, nice.
To the people from the inner cities would come and buy the carcass from my dad's. They would come once a week, and my dad would wrap them in the white paper, and they would buy those. And then the fur buyer came once a week, too, to a location, and my dad would sell the hides.
Well, that's wonderful.
All right. Good to know.
That's information you did not know you needed, Jess. It's fantastic, though.
So it all went to good cause.
Of course, that's how you have to do it with hunting and gathering and everything. Just everything has its purpose. There's always a purpose for something. It's absolutely wonderful. I wish I could tan hides to do something pretty cool. I always wanted to do taxidermy, but there's zero time for that.
You could always do the sort of half-hearted taxidermy. Some of the creative taxidermy. I've seen some strange things on the internet.
Absolutely. So what else is going on? What's your next big gig besides the Waterfall Expo, Connie? Any wonderful trips out there?
No, just we're avid duck hunters. So my true passion is duck hunting. We start out in the state of Wisconsin, and then every year we go to North Dakota. This year we're going on from North Dakota to Montana. So every year I would like to hunt, or my goal is to hunt a different state. So we're picking state by state. And this year we're going to Montana. We freelance. You do a little bit of recon. I call fish and game or natural resources out there and get a little bit of where there's public access or public land. We have a network of people throughout the country. So I'll reach out to some of those if people live there or hunted there, if they can guide us in a location. And that's kind of what we're doing. Then we come back and we hunt Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin, through the rest of the season. We like being on the Mississippi River when the whole migration comes through. You got cans and redheads, and like tens of thousands, and it's just a sight to see. We have people just come, and if they're not true hunters, just to come sit in the blind and enjoy that.
Absolutely. That sounds absolutely perfect, and I cannot wait to hear more about that after the break. Stay tuned so we can talk more about the Mississippi.
Well, come this fall, I'm going to tune up my cars. Pack up my boat, feet sticking up, I'll make a mallard duck float in the duck blind, having us a good time. High five every time they fly by, rowboat duck in the middle of the spread, got sausage on the grill and a piece of white bread in the duck.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to treat travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Now I grew up down an old dirt road in a town you wouldn't know. My pops picked the place up for $1,500 back in 1964.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I am Daniel Fairman. Joel Clayfish is in Austria, of all places. I don't know why that just seems so baffling to me, is Austria. Ah, man, I wish I could travel overseas for at least 1 week. Not yet. Soon. One day soon. Ooh, Connie, have you hunted overseas for duck?
Nope, that we have not.
No?
Nope, everything I've hunted is in the country.
Is in the country?
Sean got to hunt down in Argentina, but, ooh. Pardon me?
So, ooh, that's really nice.
Yep, so we have friends down there. Him and his buddy went a few years back, and I was not able to, so it's on my list. My bucket list is probably in Alaska for the king eider.
Oh, that would be absolutely wonderful. I agree with you. Or to get a mandarin duck out there. I want a mandarin. The mandarin duck would be perfect, yes, for me. Do you know what a mandarin duck is, Jess?
Isn't that a dish you can order?
I mean, this could be part of our weekly recipe, but our weekly recipe, FYI, is a wood duck stir fry. I'm so excited. Was that a duck? But a mandarin duck is this absolutely beautiful, gorgeous. It has all the colors. It has like the dark burgundy, the white, the black, the brown, the orange, just red. It's everything. And it has a wonderful tail where it just squishes up like a mohawk, but kind of like in the backside mohawk. And it's absolutely gorgeous. I love a mandarin duck. I have a pillow of a mandarin duck to remind myself when I go to bed to dream of it, so I can put it on
does
my bucket list.
Have mandarin duck down in it?
No, does not.
Okay. It's really amazing. It's a beautiful duck.
Isn't it?
I'm going to go look it up.
The king eider, too. I would absolutely love to get a king eider. It's definitely on my bucket list. One day. Absolutely one day.
One day.
But
you got to have goals.
Yep. So Connie Markham is with us on Raised in Wisco. She is Swift Water. She is Waterfowl Hunters Expo. She is Women's Zone. She is everything that all of us women aspire to be. You're killing it in the outdoors, and I really appreciate that. You're such an inspiration. But right now, I would love to talk about Swift Waters. What is Swift Waters, and why was it started?
Swift Waters is a marketing agency that Sean and myself run, and we work with outdoor companies, outdoor rec companies, and we do other marketing from digital marketing to create their website to their e-commerce site to paid advertising, and we work in the outdoor space. So it fits with our realm, as we love to be in the outdoors. So why not do what you love to do and work in that space? So it's marketing. All aspects of it. And we're fortunate that we're able to travel the country as long as we have internet and keep working. Our clients are throughout the whole country. Some are small businesses and some are, you know, larger businesses. We do have an e-bike company. We have hunting gear company, Mountain Man Guns in Cambridge, Wisconsin. We help Dan, and he's a wonderful person. Takes care of all of our guns.
That's definitely a need in the outdoor industry. Yes,
it's a very good need, and it's our way of giving back. I sit on the board of directors for the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association. Mm-hmm. I'm on the steering committee for the expo. I do sit on the board for the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation as well.
Oh, wow!
And my initiative, is to help women and get families out there and the youth out there, not necessarily into hunting, yes, but just to get them to enjoy the outdoors. Mm-hmm. I think it's a space that there's a lot of opportunity to share my experiences, to work with individuals and I am able to do that through marketing. I have different channels. You meet different connections of people. So it's truly, that's my mission. It's just to help women and families and youth get out there and enjoy the outdoors.
And that's exactly what you're doing with the Women's Zone.
And Sean is as well.
Yeah, Sean is an absolutely wonderful person.
With the Women's Zone.
That's wonderful. So for the Wildlife Federation, what is the Wildlife Federation? What do they do? And why did you go down the board of that?
Networking of it's a lot of conservation as well, and policies, advocacy, and just working with different groups. We are an ad hoc committee right now working with the Wisconsin DNR and Taylor Fingers, setting the regulations for 2026 through 30 for the migratory waterfall hunting zones and their season dates. So we get as a committee and we collect data throughout, the state and different organizations, and then filter it back to these organizations to help them set rules and regulations that Taylor sets on. So I'm just excited to be part of both boards and conservation is a big thing. You need conservation for generations to come.
Absolutely.
Future generations.
Absolutely. And we had Taylor Finger on last week as well. And he was talking about the new waterfall season dates and the different times or durations of it, the 35, 40, and 60. What is it? The 60?
60.
Yeah.
Yep. And we're in a 60-day season right now.
And we've been that for a while, haven't we?
Correct. We have. Some states out west, they get a 90 or 120-day season.
Yes,
because
please.
they don't have the sheer quantity of ducks as we do. Mm. We're very fortunate that we're in the part of the flyway that we are, and we have ducks. Wisconsin, had sold over 61,000 waterfowl stamps last year. We're the fourth state in the nation with that many duck stamps sold.
Oh, that's so exciting.
it's a huge, resource, natural resource that's there for people to enjoy. So I just want to get people out there, women and the youth. I work with the youth at Horicon Marsh, the organization that puts that on with Mark Hackett. And I really enjoy being a mentor. It's a one-on-one mentor with the youth hunt. And there's always a couple girls there that I'm the only lady that is a mentor there. So it just fits really good. And we can make a really good connection. And over the years, we've had individuals that will hunt year after year, and they will physically call us to have us take them out into the marsh. They didn't grow up in a hunting family.
Yep.
So this was their only way into the outdoors. And we have an individual, and he lives in La Crosse now. He's up in Marquette. And it calls Sean every year and says, can I come hunt for the weekend again? And we just have a great time.
Oh, yeah. It's all hunters out there. I believe all hunters. I can't speak for every single one, but majority of them out there would love to invite someone new, another person coming in, another female, another male, anybody out there to get you out hunting and just enjoying nature and being out there. And it's absolutely fantastic. You have invited me and multiple other females out there, so it's going to be fantastic. But don't forget, on August 24th, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., so that's in 17 days, everybody, Sunny View Expo Center in Oshkosh, the Waterfowl Hunters Expo. Go to the website and go ahead and buy some tickets. And we will all see you there.
Yes. And I'll take that to my grave. This is me. I'm proud to be American and strong in my belief. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again, 'cause I've never needed government. Say it again, 'cause my family's always fought and died to save this land.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It is the second to last day of the 2024 Summer Olympics, and right now the U.S. women's soccer team battling Brazil for the gold medal. Later on, it's the men's basketball team meeting France for gold. Los Angeles will be on deck, set to host the 2028 Summer Games, and in Paris, the mayor of L.A., Karen Bass, said her city will stage a car-free Olympics.
It just means that if you want to go to one of the games, you have to get on public transportation.
Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning today in Nevada, continuing her swing state tour with her running mate Tim Walz. A New York Times Siena poll shows Harris leading former President Trump in the swing states Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. The Hamas-controlled government in Gaza says at least 85 people were killed when the Israeli military struck a school where families were sheltering. And Susan Wojcicki died, a tech executive who was the CEO of YouTube for 9 years. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Willy Adames comes through again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Reds last night, 8-3 in Milwaukee, thanks to shortstop Willy Adames coming up with a three-run homer in the bottom of the first inning. Adames has hit a home run in the last four games and was asked about his goal to play in every game this season for the Brewers.
I mean, I work hard during the offseason. I prepare myself to try to play every day.
NFL, the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland this afternoon. Seventh-round pick Michael Pratt, quarterback out of Tulane, will get plenty of snaps in the game and says he will dedicate his performance to his older brother David, who passed away last summer.
My big brother David, he was definitely the biggest fan, and I know he'll be watching. You know, just having the family there and, you know, getting to celebrate his life and celebrate, you know, what he loved to watch, which was my sister and I playing sports. So definitely means a lot to me. Definitely excited to have that opportunity and, you know, know that he's watching.
That's Packers rookie quarterback Michael Pratt with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs around 66, northwest winds up to 20. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s. Mid-70s and sunshine for Sunday. A little warmer on Monday, back to the upper 70s, and we'll be near 80 on Tuesday.
It's 60 at our studios.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code START to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code START for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code START for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom will be back. Harrison Walz will be done with their cross-country swing state tour. And we'll talk about it on the Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Tim McGraw. It's always fun, upbeat music. We have Connie Markham on the radio show this week, and I am very excited because we learned about Swift Waters, her marketing group, her and Sean's marketing group, and they can help you with anything. It seems like anything you need in the marketing world, with the e-commerce to... I saw the influencer programs because, you know, some people don't have anything to sell. I just have my wonderful page to sell. But it's wonderful to know about Swift Waters. But the main event, I am very excited about this topic. And we're going to be talking about the Waterfowl Hunters Expo. That is August 24th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Sunny View Expo Center in Oshkosh. Now, Connie, tell me what the heart and soul is of this Waterfowl Hunters Expo. Is it though?
It's everything waterfowl. Yeah. So it's in its fourth year. It's a family friendly, dog friendly expo center. It's the state's only waterfowl expo.
Oh, is
it's
it? The state's
year
only?
Going into it. Last year we had over 5 waterfowl expo. Yes.
Wonderful.
So super excited. This year we are inaugural Women Zone, for women by women.
Yay!
Everyone is welcome. It's part of the Waterfowlers Academy, which is affiliated with the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association's R3 initiative. Super excited with that. We have a whole day full of events for women. We have duck calling clinic, a decoy demonstration, cooking seminars,
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
A ladies panel discussion.
Yeah, and last year you last year you had the women's panel discussion, and it seemed to be a hit. At looking on social media afterwards, it seemed like everyone was reaching out and trying to contact the people that were part of the panel, and I was one of them,
yes.
And it was absolutely fantastic. It was a great time, and I know I learned a lot of stuff from other women because there's always something else to learn out there, which is why I'm very excited for the Women's Zone this year. And so the Women's Zone is
super
more
excited. I am too.
We have a delay. It's the StreamYard. We have a delay, so sorry everybody for the weird little breaks, because Connie and I both have so much to say because we're both so very excited to have the Women's Zone this year at the Waterfowl Hunters Expo. And again, it's not just for women. It's for everybody to come out there and join, because I know there's husband and wives that go there, girlfriends, mothers, sisters, aunts, everybody that goes out there. Just they want to be part of something and have women out there to be helping other women in the Women's Zone, because it's more than just a physical space. It's a vibrant community that fosters growth, support, and collective strength of women, and embrace the empowering energy of the Women's Zone, where the voices unite and dreams take flight. This is why I love social media, because I know you put that together, and it's always so inspirational. And you have the presenting sponsor, the DSG. I absolutely love DSG.
It's a wonderful company out of Madison, women-owned, and all women's gear, hunting gear, lifestyle gear, fishing gear, ice fishing gear, snowmobile gear, wonderful company. And they came on board as a title sponsor, super excited to have them there. They're going to have huge tables, tent within the Women's Zone tent. They are going to have stuff on sale, giveaways. So great to have them on board, and a Wisconsin-based company to help support our zone.
Absolutely. And for the Women's Zone, as Connie Markham was saying, how we will have an exclusive decoy demonstration in the Women's Zone from Share the Heritage and the First Hunt Foundation. We'll teach you the difference between decoy types. So I also have many questions about decoys, so I hope we get to step away and go listen to everybody else, because I have questions, Connie. I have questions.
There will be. Rachel Voss is heading that up. And she's got a couple other gals working with her. We have a set behind the Women's Zone that is dedicated for the decoy demonstration. She's going to have a full spread and break it into different spreads and show you why it's set this way and that way. So great Q&A questions and answers to everybody in the audience.
Absolutely. And then we have Gearing Up for Success. So it's a women's hunting gear showcase for all female hunters. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just getting started into the waterfowl, you can go there and ask questions, because this is a range of skill sets, from people that just started from a year ago to people that have been doing this since they could absolutely walk. And I am one of the people that I have been doing it for 12, coming on 13 years. This will be my 13th season hunting. And I still have many, many questions. But every single year, there's something new out there. So having all these women and other professionals, not just the women, but the entire Hunters Expo, there's so much there to learn. And last year, I remember learning about gun dog.
Gun dog?
Yes. Yeah.
Tell me more.
Gun dog. We do have sorry. Go ahead, Connie.
Nope, go ahead. is a dog zone, and we do have.
So I got it. Gun dog is a brand. So this brand, this family, a husband and wife, got together and they created where you can help bring out the dog's necessities that they need at home out in the field, and actually make it to where it's like tear resistant. It's actually packable. And everything that you need, from the sweaters to the vests to the dog carriers, dog bowls, the dog toys, the dog training toys, so everything you need for your dog, they have it there. And it's absolutely wonderful. That's how I use for Bandit, which is always in the studio. But he's sleeping right now because we were actually training with the gun dog products that we had that I bought last year at the expo. So actually kind of perfect. I didn't know that would fit in with this episode. But yeah, gun dog is where I learned from the Waterfowl Hunters Expo last year. But this year, as Connie was talking about, we have fastest retriever contest, I believe, correct?
Yes, we do. We have a youth division, adult division, and this year there will be a women's division. Oh. So super excited. Bring your dog of any kinds, and it's open all day long. So it's not a time sanction. It's opened all day long. There will be dog cooling stations there provided by Ukanuba, and we got dog watering stations provided by Quick Trip this year. So yeah, it's a very dog friendly. So everyone bring their dogs, enjoy it with your family. We do have an extended youth zone this year. They moved locations, moved it into Barn A this year. Huge, super display of vendors as well as activities. Look at the website. Lots of activities for youth, from little kids to adults. Mm-hmm. So that's huge. The decoy carving exhibit will be there. That's a national exhibit, and that takes place there. We do have the state duck and goose calling championship. Bandit Brands has come on board, and they're a sponsor with Jargon Calls for that. So huge tent this year set up for the duck and goose calling. There's an intermediate and youth in that as well. So if you're a beginner, come. There's going to be a lot of adults that are willing to help you get started. Absolutely. With it. Don't be afraid.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody's got to start.
And then for the wonderful cooking zone, is Joel doing a cooking segment as well this year?
He's on the main stage, yes. At 11 o'clock.
Oh, yes.
He is.
Last year, he made his goose pot pie. And I tell you, when I say the whole room was packed, every seat and against the wall, just packed full of people, because his goose pot pie is something to be studied. It is absolutely fantastic. And every year he makes it, he gives it to the farmers and everything, and it just gets better and better.
Oh, we'll have to make that the recipe of the week.
I know.
And it's like he just doesn't make it. Everybody gets to taste it.
Yeah.
Come up in line as he's cooking this stuff. I mean, he shares it. He wants you to enjoy it. He's truly, you know, wonderful.
Absolutely.
Chef.
And then this year for the Women's Zone, Brooke and I are doing the cooking demonstration too. We have duck and goose that we're going to be making for you, and we also have the printout recipes, so you can take the recipes home. Not only try it there, you can also take it home and try it for yourself, and then of course post all about it in the Waterfowl Hunters Expo, which would be absolutely fantastic. And I'm very, very excited. This is a huge feat you're taking on, Connie, and I'm very excited you're doing that. And
I'm super excited. It's my passion.
Yeah, and I love it. Everybody needs to go. Okay, first of all, you need to go to our Facebook page, please, and give us a like. But not only on that Facebook page, you can see everything we've been talking about on previous radio shows. You can see Connie's beautiful face and how excited she gets talking about the Waterfowl Hunters Expo, because she is, her and Sean are everything waterfowl, and it's absolutely fantastic to have you guys on the show. What is there anything else that's exciting for the Waterfowl Hunters Expo that's different this year from last year, minus the women's zone? Or is it just the same wonderful thing?
No, but we have an expanded... It's the same wonderful thing, but we do have an expanded shooting venue this year.
Oh, do tell.
So we got Browning, Beretta, Benelli, Serene, which is a woman's shotgun line. We have G-Force. We have Serpent Arms, which are air rifles. Browning is the title sponsor for the Woman's Zone. They are bringing on Eric, who is a professional gun fitter, to work with women and youth and anybody that wants a little bit more knowledge. Dedicated time, there's open range from 9 to 3:30, separate area for youth from 9 to 12:30, and then dedicated time from 2 to 4 for women. We do have Emily. She's a instructor with the Wisconsin DNR on shotgun handling and safety. She's going to be leading the women's discussion and shotgun handling with Girls in a Gun, which are safety range officers, and they teach out at McMiller. So we have a great shooting venue for everybody. Try before you buy. There's all going to be all kinds of shotguns for you to try before you buy, and ask questions. There's going to be professionals there. So that has grown this year. It was smaller. We've added a little bit to it this year. That's super exciting.
That is absolutely wonderful. I did not know about the whole woman. What is the woman gun brand? What is it called again?
Serene.
S-Y-R-E-N.
Yep.
I have to write things down.
Shotguns made for women. They are overseeing the women's shooting experience. They're the sponsor of the women's shooting experience. I'm super excited. I reached out, and they are happy to help support the expo this year. So it's going to be great. I mean, we are working with more vendors this year, different sponsors. We have the main stage full of all kinds of fun exhibits, from taxidermy to up-and-coming YouTuber that hunts out of his kayak and hunts all over the country, to
that'd be wonderful.
Joel, yep, doing the cooking sessions. So that's super exciting. One thing that came out of last year, working with the Waterfowlers Academy, we did our first ever Wisconsin's All Woman Learn to Hunt.
Ooh.
And that happened at the Trempolo Marsh. And it was a success. This year, we've expanded from 6 to 12 ladies, which the event is full. So if it's something you still want to get involved with, there's different state organizations. Reach out to us with the Waterfowlers Academy. We can get you in a Learn to Hunt. But it's just growing. You know, I think the word is getting out, and I just hope everybody joins us at the expo this year. It's going to be a huge success.
Yeah, absolutely. I am very excited for August 24th. It's going to be everything waterfowl hunters, from guns, dog, tradition, science, and most definitely gear. But also, don't forget about the Wisconsin's fall primary election is August 13th. Make a plan to vote in this year. At every election, do your civic duty. To find out on what's your ballot and where to cast it, go to myvote.wi.gov. Civic Media will be broadcasting live coverage of the primary election on August 13th, immediately following the polls closures at 8 p.m. And when we get back, we're going to talk about the wood duck stir fry, which I'm very excited about, because who does not love food?
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show. This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Water. I'll say wind, hold on your way.
Get them boys, boom, 12 gauge. Out in the mud, down in Mississippi. You're listening to 540 AM, 101 FM, Raised in Wisco. Now that song gets me every single time, and it is, do you know how many hours until September 1st, Connie, or Jess? 603 hours until shooting time, until we get to say, take them, boys. Oh, so exciting. we have been talking with Connie Markham. She is Swiftwater. She is Wisconsin Waterfowl Expo. She is Wildlife Federation. She is everything waterfowl, and she is an inspiration. Her and Sean have traveled everywhere and experienced all life has to offer when it comes to duck hunting, and I'm in awe. I wish I could do what you do. You're fantastic. And I am very appreciative to have you on the show. So thank you so much for coming on, Connie. But let's get to talking.
Thank you for asking me.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get to talking food. I know this is the new thing we put into the show, the weekly recipe. And I'm feeling like we need to change it to the beginning, maybe, because I leave here hungry every single week.
Well, would you rather start off the show getting hungry and then you have to sit with your grumbling stomach for the next hour?
My stomach growls really loud too. Ugh.
Yeah, and we got a microphone in front of you. Heard across the state of Wisconsin, Danielle Fairbanks' stomach.
Yep. But this weekly recipe belongs to Connie Markham, and I'm very excited to hear about it because obviously duck season is right around the waterfowl season is right around the corner. 603 hours and 35 minutes, if anybody's looking. And that is as of August 6th, and then you're hearing this on August 10th, which is fantastic.
But so it's even fewer hours.
I know. Lucky them. Look at us in the future. It's going to be fantastic. but this week's recipe is a wood duck stir fry, and everybody loves a good stir fry. But for some reason, I've never used duck, especially wood duck, with it. I've used goose or pheasant mostly, but duck. I usually save my duck for fajitas. I love duck fajitas. But this wood duck stir
fry. That's good too.
Right? This wood duck stir fry, I will post onto our social media web Facebook page. But Connie, can you please take away? Because my stomach is so hungry. Can you talk about your wonderful wood duck stir fry?
Oh, it is. And so it's probably one of our favorite ducks to hunt. Fast action, fun. And then you get to enjoy it afterwards. Mm-hmm. So we take the rest out of the wood duck, slice them up really thin. You're going to marinate it with some soy sauce, rice wine vinegar, a little oyster sauce, you know, sesame oil, which gives it that just that different flavor to it. Marinate that for 10, 20 minutes to get anybody that gaminess out of it.
Oh, absolutely.
And while you're doing that, I just enjoy a lot of peppers. So I use a variety of peppers, red peppers, yellow peppers, green peppers, little broccoli, cut that up into little crowns. And then I cut a carrot up and I put that in the recipe, use the fresh vegetables that I have, you know, it's not always the same. Some onion in there, cloves of garlic, and then I heat up, you can use a wok. We use cast iron fry pans for almost everything. So heat it up really hot. You want to sear your duck in that. Take it out, and then you're going to sear the rest of your vegetables, mix it around, and then you're going to add the duck back to it. And in the meantime, you can either serve it with rice or serve it with noodles, and it just comes out wonderful. I mean, and it's quick. It's simple. It's something that's not, some people think that you have to cook duck, you have to bake it forever. Mm-hmm. But it's a quick, simple, fun recipe that you can just whip up and truly enjoy.
Absolutely. And so, having fresh duck
it's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Having fresh duck right there with you is something that's unexplainable. It's absolutely fantastic taking it from field to table right away. And I will never grow unappreciative of that, because it's definitely a blessing that I didn't know I could have until 13 years ago. So it's absolutely wonderful. And wood duck stir fry, duck fajitas, you can pretty much do anything with wild game, and you can take the flavor. If some people say there's a wild game taste, I don't taste it yet, because we do the marinades, we do the roux, we do everything that is needed. So it's having that at your fingertips is absolutely fantastic. But going back to the beginning of our segment,
I believe that too.
Yeah. Going back to the beginning of our segment that we were talking about going out bass fishing. Some people don't even like to eat bass, but I found out if you just put it in some Andy seasoning and deep fry it, it's absolutely fantastic.
I think that's true of most things.
Yeah, it is true. Deep fry it.
Deep fry it. Yeah.
Speaking of deep fry, the Wisconsin State Fair is going on the 1st through the 11th. So when everyone's listening to this on August 10th, you still have one more day to get out there to the Wisconsin State Fair. I, unfortunately, will not be making it because I have to go back to work.
No.
I know.
So I got gator nachos.
Fried, have you heard what the fried food is this year? They always come out with something fried, what she was saying, fried fish. They have something different every year at the State Fair that's deep fried.
They do. I have no idea what
There's
it is.
There's a couple
do you
things.
Know what it is? The new
they
one
do
is?
Have fried gator.
Oh.
I had some gator nachos, which was smoked
gator. Joel would be
gator.
So proud of you.
I know.
Oh,
it was
delicious,
too.
You have to tell Joel about that.
I will.
Nice. Well, speaking of Joel, next week we'll be talking about Joel's journey in Austria, which is, I have no idea what he's even hunting this year or this trip, because again, it's always something different that he hunts, and I'm absolutely in awe every single time. But we have had Connie Markham on the show, and I'm again very appreciative of you coming on the show. I always learn something new every single time I talk with you. And we talk a few times a year, so it's absolutely wonderful. But everybody, please go to it's WisconsinWaterfallExpo.com, correct? Is that the website?
Correct, yes.
There. You can buy your tickets right online. And then you have to pay for parking, and then you buy your tickets. But with this, you get everything you need to know about waterfall. And again, we have our first ever woman zone, which is absolutely fantastic. We have cooking segments. We have panel boards. We have the carving contest, fastest dog retrieving contest, everything. Everything you need to know, it is there. And we absolutely hope that you get out there on August 24th at the Sunny View Expo Center in Oshkosh for the Waterfall Hunters Expo. Connie, thank you so much. Tell Sandy that we wish her a happy birthday from here in Grayson, Wisco with Civic Media. Happy birthday, Sandy. Hope it's a great one. And we will see you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you for having me.
I'm going to tune up my car. Pack up my boat, feet sticking up, I'll make a mallard duck float in the duck blind, having us a good time, high five every time they fly by, robo duck in the middle of the spread, got sausage on the grill and a piece of white bread in the duck.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to retired Rear Admiral Joe Seestack about Project 2025's impact on the U.S. military and the state of education in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.